His name is Alexander Cote. He was part of a four-person group called the ISIS Beatles because all of them had British accents. And they were among the most vile ISIS fighters that existed in the Caliphate, more brutal than most, even by ISIS standards. The four studied together in London, radicalized men to Syria, joined ISIS, and then were responsible for foreign hostages, in particular American hostages. And I'm sure everyone still remembers these absolutely brutal beheading videos of aid workers and journalists that ISIL put forward in 2015. And this is the group. They had those hostages, apparently from those who survived this, tortured them fairly regularly, very brutally, and then, of course, on video, beheaded four Americans.
So, what do you think the significance of him getting a life sentence for these crimes is?
Well, first of all, he's incredibly lucky because he used to be a British citizen. In 2018, his citizenship was withdrawn. But there's an agreement between the UK and the US that he would not get the death penalty because the UK doesn't have the death penalty. And I think that is the only reason why he got a life prison sentence. And he may be transferred now subsequently to Great Britain, but he will have to serve a life sentence in the US sense, which means until his life ends, which I think is a fair judgment, given that this guy is responsible for the torturing of countless hostages and definitely, according to his own admission, for the death, the very brutal public beheading of four Americans.
What can you tell us about his path to radicalization?
Well, all of those four guys, so Mohamed Mwazi, Aline Davis, Alexander Cote, who was sentenced today, and El Shafi El Sheikh, who is at the moment in Turkey in prison for 7.5 years for belonging to a terrorist organization, studied together in London. They all have a migrant background. Some El Mwazi was from Kuwait, Cote had Ghanaian and Cypriot roots. So they were, classic melting pot of London or the UK, where you do have, because of the long history of colonization, a lot of cultures coming together. These four dudes all went to the same radical mosque in London, radicalized there, and then went to join the Islamic State. So a very, I would say, typical story as far as the radicalization is concerned at that time. But of course, they are the most horrendous ones that went through this radicalization process because of the sheer brutality that they exerted when they were at the Islamic State. And according to multiple hostages, they had not the beginning of a clue about Islam, which is the absolute irony of this whole story. They said they did this in the name of a religion which they didn't even understand.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler is the senior director of the Counter-Extremism Project. JJ Green, WTOP News.